Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello. So I wanted to hop on here and introduce our next Braided Live guest. So I have an awesome conversation with Lorena Cruz. Now, I met Lorena when I worked at one of the local churches here in my hometown, and her husband was actually the pastor over the ministry I led. And so I got to know their family really well and got to know Lorena and their kids, and they're such an awesome family. I also wanted to let y'all know that in this segment, they're at the very, not the very beginning, maybe about 5, 6, 7 minutes in, we have a little bit of audio issues. So I did my best to cut out where it was really, really bad. But stick with us, stick through it. It does get better because Lorena offers us a wealth of valuable information for your health and your spiritual health and just how they go hand in hand. And so I don't want you to miss out on the information she provides because it's truly valuable and truly, truly something that I think we all need to hear, need reminding of. Our health is so, so important. So stick through. It does get better, the audio, but just wanted to do a little introduction and give a little bit of a heads up on that. So I hope y'all enjoy this. Talk to y'all soon. Okay, and we're live. Hello, hello, everybody. Crystal here with Braided Live. Thank y'all so much for joining us. I am chatting with Lorena Cruz, and I'm so excited to chat with her. Lorena has such an amazing, beautiful heart. I've known her for, oh my gosh, it's been a long time. it's been a few years. Her husband was Pastor Tommy Cruz, who used to work at Trinity. So if any of y'all went there, which a lot of y'all did, then y'all probably know Lorena. So Lorena, I'm so glad that you said yes to chat with us. I'm thankful that you joined us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do, just whatever you want to share with us.
Okay. Well, hello. Thank you, Chrissy, for having me on. I am very passionate. I'm sorry, guys. I'm outside. You probably hear the fire. My name is Lorena Cruz. I'm very passionate in health and wellness, diet and lifestyle. I've been a health coach for a long time. I've been certified as a certified nutritional therapist. It's 2018, and then I became a certified nutritional consultant last May. My job is a nutritional health coach now officially. And so one of the things that I love to do is just share my heart that life, there's different ways to life, and we can transform our life through our health. And when we focus on our health, then we can live out the God-given passion and purpose that He put us on here for. Because when we're sick, it's really hard to live out our passion and stuff. And so I tell people, there's a different way to life if we choose. We can choose to go the same route that everybody else does. And we've seen that, how that's going right now. It's not so well. And so I just tell people, God, this is an amazing vessel that God has given us to put our spirits in, to live. And one of my verses is 1 Corinthians. I was looking up earlier, 1 Corinthians 6. And it talks about how our body is not our own, that it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so that's kind of one of my guiding lights, is that knowing that my body's been bought at a price. And it's the ultimate price. And so I figure that, you know what, God gave His ultimate sacrifice, then I need to give back. And I need to live out my purpose that God has given me. And if I'm sick, then I won't be able to do that.
And so, oh, that's so true. So tell us, now that you have your certification, how does that allow you to help people better in the health industry?
Well, some people just want to be able to see the certification, even though I've been studying nutrition over 20 years. And so I tell people, do you have 20 years to study? I'm here to learn from my life experiences, learn from my knowledge, and you don't have to take 20 years to learn the same things I've learned, and let's cut your time in half. And usually what I ask people is, where are you at right now? Where do you want to be? Because a lot of people, they don't think and reflect on, where am I now? What has gotten me into this situation? Then they won't know where to start. They won't know where to begin. And they just will keep taking one step forward. And before they know it, they're in a world of trouble, and we don't have to be there.
I know that so much from experience. It wasn't until I find you and I talked about this in Portland, I remember. It wasn't until I started eating better that I started to feel better. I started to have less ovarian cysts. It's amazing how food is truly medicine, or it's truly poisonous.
Yes, it's so true.
So if you could give one tip for anybody that's just finding themselves in, you know, in that situation that you described, what would it be?
It's finding what is the emotional connection that they have with food. It was probably my first detox that I did. Oh my goodness. About 6.5 years ago, almost 7 years ago. And I realized I had an emotional connection with coffee. And I realized, because I was like, I can give it up for my detox and stuff, and I can do this. But then I realized that, and I did give it up, and I did feel really good during that time. But there's also other things I added to it. And I was like, well, why am I so want my coffee? And I realized this because, being from the Northwest, and you probably know this with Portland, there's a coffee shop on every single corner.
Yep.
And so we would always go to coffee shops, or we go to Denny's, and I just had amazing conversations over a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And that just really helped me realize, it's just like, it's emotional connection. It's not necessarily I have to have coffee, it's that connection that I want with other people.
Wow.
So therefore I learned, let's find some great detox teas that I can still have, that warm cup and mug in the morning, but something that's going to help benefit my body at the same time.
Wow, that's amazing. I never really thought about that. I didn't drink coffee until we moved to the Northwest.
Yes. So I tell people, well, find what your emotional connection is, and sometimes we have to ask some really powerful questions to dig in deeper and find that realization. And then we find the one thing that you could do to change that aspect to make that journey a little bit easier. I've been helping somebody out in regards to that. Their emotional connection was to ice cream. And so I said, well, let's find you one way that we can totally transform this that's more beneficial to your health. So I introduced them to an ice cream, and all that is just frozen bananas that you just put in the blender with either coconut milk or cashew milk. You could add some monk fruit sweetener to it, which is not, it's a plant-based sweetener. And then they just put blueberries on top, or nuts, or whatever you like on top of it. You put walnuts, it tastes like banana nut ice cream.
What? Yeah, now I'm going to be
craving. Would you say that there is a spiritual connection, or even sometimes root, to health issues? Is that something you ever touch on?
That is. One thing I like to tell people is that our body is not just physical. That there's a physical aspect to it. There's a spiritual aspect to it. There's an emotional aspect to it. And so we really have to, sometimes when I walk people through a detox program, I tell people, okay, you need to know your why. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to transform your life through your health? But also getting down to what is wanting to make you turn to food instead of turning to the Holy Spirit to direct you and lead you. And I was telling Tommy, my husband, I said, with people I know who are believers, and when it's outside my job, because I work in a secular job, when it's outside the job, then I cannot really go more deep spiritually and ask them, God made you. He's our creator. So therefore, why don't you ask the Holy Spirit what is his manual that he made and created for you? Because everybody's different. Everybody does better with a certain type of diet. And only they are the ones who are going to be able to help figure that out. I can give them ideas of, why don't you try this? See how your body feels, right? Take a food and mood journal and just kind of play with it. But why don't you cut out all the middle part first and say, Holy Spirit, what is it best for me? What is the manual for me and for my body? And then kind of go from there.
I love that. And I love that you do touch on that, because that is such an important factor. I mean, I won't go into a lot of detail, but there were some things in my life that was causing me to have basically PCOS symptoms. And when I finally dealt with that in a spiritual way, again, I don't want to go into detail because it's TMI, but things have been perfect. Do you know what I mean? My body, my cycle, things have been, perfect. It's been amazing. And the only thing I changed during that season was that spiritual route that I was dealing with. So it's truly amazing. So what, when you decided to start helping people in their health, what was there something that happened, or, and you don't have to get too personal if you don't want, but was it just something you felt like you needed to do, and what role did the Lord play in that decision?
Well, I've always had a curiosity about how does diet and lifestyle play in our lives. One was because in my early 20s, I started having digestive issues when I ate certain foods. So I started paying attention to that. And then in 2015, we found out that my dad had prostate cancer. But he also had been dealing with heart disease. He had open heart surgery 2 years before that. He had a lung disease due to working with fiberglass and stuff like that. And so watching him really deteriorate, especially the last 6 months of his life, that rose a passion up inside of me saying, there is a different way and I need to plant those seeds. And people have the choice to do whatever they want with those seeds. I talked to other nutritional health coaches in the realm, and their biggest frustration is they're like, Lorena, they just don't want to change. I said, guess what? It's not your responsibility. I said, it's their responsibility. I said, you have the head knowledge and you have your own life experience. You get to share that with them and saying, you know what, God, this is a seed I'm planting in this person's life. And it's a seed that's either going to be for their own life, or it may be a seed for, or be later on for somebody else that knows them. And they say, you know what? I didn't make these changes. I wish I would have 5 years ago when Lorena coached me. But you can make those choices instead. And so that's how I view it, as I tell people, it's not our responsibility to change people. That's the Holy Spirit. We can just share that knowledge with them.
That's so true in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of relationships.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit, how does your business work? If somebody is watching this and they're like, oh, wow, I could really use that. How tell us what it's like to go through the program, or is it different for everybody?
It's different for everybody. I'll ask them, okay, what specific goal do you have in mind? Or what specific health issue are you dealing with right now? Let's focus. And some people may say I have this and this and this and this. And they may have five different ailments that they have. And usually it's directed to one issue, going down to, okay, let's focus on the gut health first, because that will begin to affect the rest of the body. And let's balance that out. In my job that I have right now, that specifically I coach over the phone. Most of all of my coaching I do virtually anyways. But the spiritual component, I can't dive in deep and then the secular world. but on my own, I can actually dive in more deeper. But if there's people who are like, okay, Lorena, I got the head knowledge now, but I need to go more in the spiritual side of it. And that's when I refer other people out to different people I know that are spiritual life coaches, or they're more so career minded or business minded. Because I tell people my coaching is very different than some of these other people. And those are great qualities that you need that specific type of coach for.
Wow, that's so true. I'm glad that you touched on gut health. Tell us, for people who may not understand how important gut health is, like, talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, there's a world inside of our bodies. I tell people we are more bacteria and parasites and little bugs than we are human cells. There's a reason God just made it that way. And I tell people that the majority of it lives inside of our guts. So we have anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds of bacteria, of living organisms. And 80% needs to be good. And the next other 20% they're negative. And when you have that happy balance, it affects your mind. It affects, because there's a gut brain barrier. It affects your health, your immune system's there. It affects the way your body is able to heal itself. It also affects whether you feel good, helps you sleep. So it helps with your dopamine, your serotonin. I just tell people it's a happy, good feeling. When I'm talking to my children, I tell them, when you eat a lot of sugar or processed food, you're putting your good gussy bugs to sleep. They can't fight them off. And so I tell people, and then I tell my kids, when you're eating a lot of vegetables and a lot of good stuff, throw it in the blender and blend it up. If you're eating fermented food, I'm like, you're fueling and feeding your good gussy bugs. So I tell them, you want to do that? Because being sick is not very fun. And so when they beg for more sugar, I ask them, well, do you realize how you're going to feel? Maybe in a day or two, you're going to maybe get sick. And so that's kind of like the easy, okay, that makes more sense. And then I can get in more of the theoretical aspects. I've been studying different studies they put out there about the microbiome, and they've taken morbidly obese, very sick individuals, and they take fecal transplants. So they take poop transplants and they put it in from very healthy individuals, never had antibiotics or anything like that, who are very skinny. And they've taken that and put it in the other individual, and it helps them lose weight. Wow. It helps begin their body to heal itself. I tell people, God gave us everything that we need for our bodies to heal, is whether we're listening to Him and what He's telling us to.
Oh, that's so true. When I started to pay attention to my gut biome, like, it's crazy, because I was always getting sick. I was always getting a cold or strep or something. And now I truly rarely get sick. And I know it's because I've started to pay attention to those things. Darren always tells me it's like they're like other little people in us that are either like putting us on or punching us, you know?
So true.
You're going down.
Yeah, it's so true.
Oh, I love that. So with your kids, we have a lot of mamas in here. So what would be one tip that you would give mamas for their kids to help them want to eat healthy and be better in health?
That's a good question. So I have 4 kids. They eat very differently. They also, my oldest used to drink green smoothies with me. She used to drink green juices with me. And then grandma moved in with us when she was about 2 and a half, almost 3. And then mama's house became grandma's house. So it's learning experience of not being a judgmental mom, but more so being a coaching mom and saying, okay, do you realize I'm giving you the choice. Would you rather have this or would you rather have that? And you know the consequences of this, and you know the consequences of this, and whether it's beneficial or it's not. So just understand, I will love you if you're sick, but I'm not babying you.
I love that.
You're going to get lots of vitamins that you don't like the taste of it. So I try to do it more of a coaching approach, because I want them to have a good relationship with food. I don't want them to have their food be their enemy. And then when they get into adulthood, they have a bad relationship with food, because I see that as a more negative approach, especially in adulthood and stuff. So it's a learning process. It's a growing process. I wouldn't say I'm there yet. Because sometimes I get frustrated. I'm like, ah! I don't want you to be that. But then it's also okay that, I mean, my oldest is almost 14. So it's like, how do I release it? And so that's where another thing that I have to ask the Holy Spirit, I need your strength to release it and not to be controlled, because the Holy Spirit's going to speak to him better than I am.
Mm. Oh, I love that. And that's so true. I think that's true with every aspect of parenting. I would think like you have to be able to just kind of relinquish and trust God more than you trust yourself.
Yes.
I love that. And that's really good advice, because, you know, so I do wonder, is that why when we get older, sometimes maybe that is why we have unhealthy relationships? Not to blame our mamas, but I know when I was young, it wasn't a choice. You just got the chunk love. You didn't do it.
It's so true. I try to make sure there's a vegetable. Now, it's a little hard to have sauteed asparagus or broccoli when grandma cooks Mexican food. The two don't normally go together.
Yeah.
So I try to saute up some vegetables that you just have to have one bite. If you don't eat the whole thing, just one, at least one bite. Because different things I've learned, they say it can take up to 10 to 15 different bites trying it before they can actually officially decide if they don't like it or if they do like it. We've done ice cream for breakfast. We've done blueberry smoothies, but I throw in greens. So they think they're getting ice cream for breakfast, but mama's a little sneaky at times.
Well, that's good. That's like a good advice too, is to kind of have a little bit of like, I mean, because a lot of foods, they really are good. I mean, it's just, it's our mindset. Like we look at like an apple and think bad because it's healthy, you know? but really, I mean, I remember when I for a short while, for health reasons, I was put on the keto diet just for a very short amount of time. It wasn't going to be a long amount of time. And the amazing foods that like I discovered during that time, because you have to watch your carbs.
Yep.
But it was just like, wow. I mean, I actually still make myself keto rage. You were talking about coffee kind of being your thing that you had to do away with. Well, mine was at first was sodas. And then I moved to kombucha, which I still have a kombucha here and there, but it was still kind of an unhealthy relationship with kombucha, because all I did was replace one habit with another one, you know? Well, when I went through the keto diet, I would make me keto right so that I wouldn't get dehydrated. And so now I have this healthy balance of kombucha and keto right, because they're both just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A carbonated, is that right? Drink.
Carbonated.
Yep. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Drink. And so now I can kind of balance them out. So anyway, so how does exercise play in, we've been talking about eating, how does exercise play into good health?
I always tell people you can't out-exercise a bad diet. So people are like, I'm going to run and do all this for 2 hours today so I can eat whatever I want. I tell people, don't work that way. but I tell, especially moms, because this is a realm I'm starting to try to get back into. I used to love to run, but when you have four kids, you work full time, it doesn't quite, you can't go for hours, 2 hour run every single day. It's just not going to happen. And so I started telling myself, you know, I could do 10 minutes. I could run a mile. I could get on the elliptical for 10 minutes. I could do at least 10 minutes. Now, if I'm feeling really good and I'm like, okay, I have an extra 5 minutes, I can do an extra 5 minutes. But that's what I tell people. I said, you have to start somewhere, and it may not be running. It may not be the elliptical. It may be just getting out my front door and walking down the block and walking back. Or even on my lunch, taking a quick 10-minute walk and just trying to get that movement back into my life. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to start somewhere, and then eventually you're going to be able to put more time on and continue on doing that. It's just movement. You got to move. Yeah. And I tell people, Like we've been painting our house on the outside, and my kids and I was like, hey, who wants to have a water fight? So we had a water for about 10 minutes. I'm like, at least we're out there, we're squirting, we're spraying each other, we're running around chasing each other. And so as moms, you include your kids. So say, hey, I can't do something by myself, but hey, I can chase my kids for 10 minutes with water hose.
I love that, especially with this summer. Like, let's do that. I'm going to tell Darren, let's do that with our dogs.
Yep, there you go. Well, Tommy and I are trying, my husband, we are trying to design our life the way we want it. And I was telling Tommy, I said, one of the things I want to include is starting to play more with our kids. Mm-hmm. And because before we know it, they're going to be gone. And so I was like, that's why I had the water fight. Because I was like, it's a win-win. I get to cool off and clean off the paint, but I also get to spray my kids and they'll be laughing and having fun at the same time.
Oh, I know. Kids love that stuff.
Yep, exactly. Christy, if you need to borrow some kids, I have some kids you can.
Don't simply. People say that. I'm like, bring them on over. So somebody asked in the comments, do you promote the keto diet?
I just learned about the keto diet, to be quite honest, back in December, because at work we taught 4 virtual classes to kind of help people in the process. So when I do have coaching clients that say, Lorena, I want to know about the keto, I can help them focus on that. I am more focused on not cutting out certain things. I tell people add in things. You're more likely to stick to something when you have the mindset of adding in whole foods that are grown from the tree, grown out of the ground. If you eat meat, raised in the pasture where it's meant to be. Least interaction from man. You don't want pesticides, herbicides. So if people specifically want to focus on keto, I usually tell them, make sure you're adding in lots and lots of vegetables. And I mean like green vegetables and red vegetables and having fun and looking online for different recipes. On the keto, when it first really hit here, probably what, 7 or 8 years ago, people were like, oh, I can eat all the burgers I want, all the steak, all the bacon and eggs I want. And I'm like, no, that's you're going to become nutrient depleted. So I really tell people, yes, you can have a small little steak on the side, but that's your side. Your vegetables are going to be your major portion. That way you don't get depleted of different nutrients and vitamins and minerals that we have. So
I love that. And that's good advice. And I wish I had heard that when, and Darren did it with me. So I wouldn't do it alone for like a week. And then, I mean, he's already skinny. You've seen my husband. He's like, his pants are falling off. He's like, babe, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, please don't. You're going to be skinnier than me. Like, we can't have that.
Yep.
But I mean, we would do that. We'd get a steak and then, you know, a vegetable. But there was always something in me that was like, I need my vegetables to be, you know, a bigger portion than the steak, because you do start to feel it. Like, I mean, you know, in your heart and in your energy, just from being on the keto diet, I wouldn't promote it.
And there's different ways that work. A really good book is by Mark Sisson. He does the keto reset. And if you go to his Daily Apple, I think is his blog, he has a lot of great recipes, and his is very nutrient dense. His is a lot of vegetables. Awesome. And so that's why I tell people, go check out other blogs. Pinterest is my friend. I love Pinterest. But if you are interested, I can help you and give you ideas on the keto diet. There's different ways out there that people are like, well, you need to eat more meat, which is like the carnivore diet. I'm like, that's not keto.
Yeah. And the carnivore diet is very hard. My father-in-law actually does that, and he feels amazing. He looks amazing. His skin is glowing. But to get there was extremely hard to get through all the, you know, the different things that we get used to and whatnot. But so speaking of the carnivore diet, do you promote that, or what do you think of, what are your thoughts on that?
I promote more plant-based. I tell people that God put things on this earth for a reason. I go back to the original, well, if you've been a believer and you believe that we started back in the Garden of Eden, you look at the diet that they talk about in Genesis, mm-hmm. and it was a lot of plants, nuts and seeds. They weren't eating meat at the time. I do believe some people do need some meat. For instance, my husband loves steak and potatoes, but he's starting to learn that, hey, I need extra vegetables in there to kind of really start feeling better. But he's a tall guy. I mean, if he went completely plant-based, he'd probably be a stick skinny kid. So I tell people, you have to find out what the happy medium is for your body type. But I'm not talking about conventionally stockyard raised animals. I'm talking about the way God originally made them to be. So they should be raised in a pasture. They should not be put on grain. That's not what they were meant to be. But I also like to tell people that you can, if you are vegan or vegetarian, you can get your protein from animal sources. Think of the largest animals, elephants, rhinoceros, apes. They don't eat meat. they eat a lot of greens. And that's where they can get their protein. So I debunk that. If people are like, well, you don't get protein on a plant-based diet. I'm like, yes, you can. But some people, they do need that good quality meat to be able to function a lot better. So you have, it's a trial and error. Not everybody's the same. And so, but I think people eat way too much meat. I don't think it's supposed to be the primary food. So yeah. I wouldn't necessarily promote the carnivore diet, but to help people maybe break some of their addictions to the more processed food and say, yeah, you can do that for a short season, but then remember to get back into the abundance of fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Yeah. And I will say then I, for a short period did, the keto diet. It really did help reset me because when we were in Portland, I mean, we were eating great. I mean, it was like just great. And then we moved back to Texas and like, it just, all of that, it just went away. Like, I mean, and so it was like pulling teeth to get us back on track. And that's not why I did the keto diet, but in doing that, it put me back, like I'm in health mode again. And so it's awesome.
And that's where I tell people, ask people, what is your why? Why do you want to be healthy? And it can be different for different reasons. And I keep digging in deeper and they're like, well, I want to lose weight. Why? Well, because I have my 20-year reunion coming up and I want to look really good in front of my classmates. Okay, well, why? Eventually, you got to get that why so big that they're going to be like, they'll do anything to accomplish it. And not eat and learning that you have to do it in a healthy way, not an unhealthy way. Otherwise, you're going to put your body in a worse state than it is right now. And so you have to know your why and make it so big that you're committed to it. Like my why is watching my dad deteriorate the way he did, especially the last 6 months of his life, and saw how my mom really, she took care of him for the last 3 years basically of his life. And I'm like, I don't want my husband to have to be take care of me because it adds a lot of stress, but I don't want my kids to see me go through that. Cause it was heartbreaking. I was like, Daddy, I wish I could do anything I could for you. And I wish I could do it for you, but you can't. And so my why is I don't want to put my family in that situation. I'm not saying my dad is a terrible man. He was the most amazing man ever. He would give the shirt off his back for a complete stranger. He loved the Lord. He just loved sharing God's love with people. He was just an amazing man. But the food process, the way they make it is very addicting, and it's hard to say, push it away and say no.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. And I'm sorry for your loss. And thank you for sharing that with us. I know that a lot of people in here can relate to that, or even just relate to the, I don't want my kids to see me sick or to have to take care of me. And there does come a time in all of our lives where we have to think about that, you know, that one day somebody might have to take care of us, but maybe not. I mean, I have a great aunt who is 85 years old and gets around just great. I mean, just gets around great, doesn't it? Like, I mean, she'll, you know, she's had little issues here and there, but she recovers like that. But they eat, they're some of the healthiest eaters because she's a nun. And I mean, we go to the convent and we know it's going to be healthy food. It's going to be, you know, off the farm food.
Yep.
And so it is possible to be completely healthy. And I think that that's a great goal to have. So thank you for sharing that, because I bet a lot of us can relate to just that desire to want to live a long, healthy life and to enjoy a long, healthy life.
Yes.
So, Lorena, if somebody wanted to, if they're kind of in this season, it's about to be summer, so some ladies might be wanting that summer body.
Hey, I understand. There's nothing wrong with it.
How can they connect with you, or how can they find you?
They can go on my Facebook. They can either message me, or my phone number's on there too, so you guys can text me, call me. If I don't answer, definitely text me, because I get a lot of scam calls. So I'm like, oh, I don't recognize the number. But I will respond to texts a lot quicker. And if you work for mamas, you know, usually you have a screaming child in the back. They're like, I can't answer because you won't be able to hear me.
I totally hear that. My sister-in-law will be like, I can't answer right now.
You're like, oh, I get it right.
Awesome. Well, we're getting ready to wrap it up, but I have a couple of questions that I always like to end the show with. So number one, our motto here at Braided is balancing tradition in an untraditional world. What does that word tradition mean to you?
I think going back to the basics, what was the original diet? What was God's original plan? His original plan was for us to have a relationship with him. And so that's where I tell people, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He's still God, but he's the Spirit of God. Just like we have a spirit inside of us, and this physical being houses that spirit, he wants a relationship with us. And when you have a relationship and start talking to the Holy Spirit, yes, you pray, talk to God the Father, talk to Jesus, but asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, will you start revealing yourself to me? Will you start revealing the manual that my body needs? How do I need to fuel it? And how do I need to pour into it? And I tell people, one of the most important things you can do is having that relationship, because he's going to give you a sound mind. He's going to give you love and joy and peace and patience and kindness in the midst of a crazy world. And I tell people, you could do the perfect diet. You can drink all the water and stay hydrated. You can have the perfect exercise regimen. But if you don't have peace in your life and you have a lot of stress, that's going to counteract and wipe all those other beneficial things, because stress actually kills us. One of the largest reasons why people go to the hospital or go to the doctor is due to stress. They're like, I'm having this ailment. And the doctor will be like, oh, okay, let's look at what's going on in your life. And it's stress. So I tell people, you got to find peace. And the quickest and fastest way to get there is a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because when you're just like up to here, sometimes if you're willing to listen, you'll be like, it's going to be okay. I got this under control. The situation's going to work out. And that relationship's going to help you be healthier. And it's going to help you remind yourself, oh yeah, he gives me self-control. The cake is right there. He gives me that self-control. I can push it away. And then sometimes he may say, you know what? You need to strip your house and your whole kitchen clean. And I want you to replace it with this. But you have to listen to him.
And be obedient.
Yes.
We might hear that, but be like, sounds great.
So getting back to your question, though, tradition means getting back to the basics. What was his original plan for us? And that was to have a relationship. What was his original diet? It was to eat simply in the garden, eat his food. And then after the flood, he gave us permission to eat meat, but in a clean way, the way he was originally put them out in the pasture, roaming around. So I tell people, talk to him. He'll tell you where you're supposed to be.
Wow. I love that. And I love that. I mean, super simple, but very powerful. Back to the basics. I mean, it's so true. That really does come up tradition.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. So what is your favorite scripture or person in the Bible? And you can tell us why if you want.
Well, I kind of mentioned earlier about the favorite scripture. Where our body is not our own, that it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's kind of my guiding beacon Okay. If I get off of a track and kind of like, la, 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 I don't want to listen. Ultimately, I come back to that scripture and saying, this body has been bought as a price that I need to hand it over and surrender. And even that means saying, Holy Spirit, I don't have the strength right now. That cake, I want to eat the whole thing because I'm under a lot of stress. And then look, I can ask the Holy Spirit, wait a minute, why am I under a lot of stress? And then it comes down to the obedience of releasing it. But that's my guiding light of, oh, let's get back to, this is not my body. And it's been a big sacrifice to be purchased. So, and it's the holy temple of the Holy Spirit. So therefore I want them to have a clean house to live in. I don't want to live in a dirty house. So why am I going to junk it up and make him, force him to live in a dirty house? It's hard when you have a whole bunch of clutter in your house. It's hard to be at peace. So you think of how, if it's my insides all cluttered up, that's not a very peaceful presence for him to be in either.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's that's a good way to look at our bodies. It's like that home of the Holy Spirit. And we have to be just like we're to be hospitable in our actual homes. We want to be hospitable in our temple.
Yes.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Well, before we sign off, do you have any last minute thoughts, tips, encouragement, anything for our ladies listening?
Yes. I just want to encourage you, especially mamas and wives, that in general, that the Holy Spirit has put a purpose in your life and he's put you on this planet for a rhyme and a reason. And yes, it's to serve our husbands. It's to serve our families. But don't forget that we need to put our air masks on first before we can serve other people. So don't forget to take care of yourself. Even if that's explaining to your spouses, saying, honey, I need time every single day to work out 10 minutes a day and have me time. I tell my kids, it's mama time out time, so you leave me alone. And they think it's the funniest thing ever. And then don't think of what you're going to take out food-wise. Think of what am I going to add in to each meal? Adding in greens, adding in the rainbow, and it has not the Skittles. Add in your fruits, your vegetables. The sweeter the fruits that you eat, that starts changing your taste buds, and the processed foods begins to taste gross. So I tell people, start balancing out, but remember, mamas, take care of you first so you can take care of the other ones, the loved ones next. And just really not rely on your own strength, but rely on the Holy Spirit to give you that strength.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Lorena. I'm so thankful that you hopped on here because it's health and eating right truly isn't something that we talk about enough. We talk about, you know, medicine and pharmaceuticals plenty, but sadly, I don't really hear a lot of people just talking about the importance of health and the Holy Spirit and inviting him into our bodies. And I'm just so thankful that you were, able to come and talk to us, because I think it's so important that we are healthy, and that women have a person or a place to, you know, just call or get in touch with if they want that added help. Sometimes it is hard, and we do need a little bit of encouragement and poking, you know, like, hey, you got this.
Yep. Well, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. You ladies, ever reach out to me, I'm happy to help.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. And reach out to Lorena if you have any questions or want to know how to work with her, or if she has any resources, whatever you need when it comes to health, just reach out to her. Thank y'all for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.